How are you?
Hey, Joe. I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. How was your day?
It wasn't too bad. It was full of craziness, but that's the normal now. My garden was under attack again last night by something big. I don't know what it was, but my sweet corn's almost ready, and it decided that whatever it was decided it wanted to knock down some corn stalks and eat some corn. So it did.
So you got attacked by a Yeti.
Yeah, it's a Yeti, or might have been Yeti, Bigfoot, abominable snowman. So, any of those.
I see. So, okay, let's get right to the sports news. According to ESPN.com, they're going around training camp, and Colts Sam Ehlinger, rookie quarterback, is splitting reps with Jacob Eason, but that's all well and good, but I think it's going to be Nick Foles or Phillip Rivers later.
If they do bring Nick Foles in, I believe when they drafted Ehlinger, he is one of three NFL quarterbacks out of can't remember the name of the high school in Texas, but it's Drew Brees, Nick Foles, and Ehlinger. So we might have two of the three if that works out.
Could be. Great speeches by everybody at the Hall of Fame inductions. I wasn't able to see it because I don't have cable, but I was able to see the replays on ESPN. Manning's speeches was great. Seeing Brady got booed was beautiful, and you know why that was?
There are theories afoot. I know that.
Oh, I know what the answer is. Do you know what the answer is?
I know that you had shared that it's because of the Raiders fans in the in attendance, yes.
The Raider Nation showed up and showed out, yes. So, yeah.
I pointed that out to our friend Ricky T, and obviously a Washington fan, and he said it was definitely a Peyton Manning crowd, but I'd seen polls that were taken at different times with the Super Bowls that the Patriots were in, and they would do these polls by state of who do you think will win the Super Bowl or who do you want to win the Super Bowl, and invariably it was Massachusetts wanted the Patriots, and the rest of the country wanted the other team.
So, of course.
I think it was a community effort on that, Boo. I know, at least in my living room, I was contributing to it as well. So,
I'm sure the Steelers had a hand in that as well.
Steelers, so, Broncos, Colts, obviously. Yes.
Yeah.
So,
now, as great as Manning's speech was on Sunday, and Charles Woodson had an emotional speech, and that was fantastic as well. What was your feedback on Coach Tom Flores? I wasn't able to see that.
Yeah. I didn't know near as much about him. And that's the great thing about a lot of these speeches, and it had been pointed out for a lot of the inductees, is this is, in a lot of respects, people that don't talk much or just talk about one thing, you think you know them until they get to that moment and they talk. Well, he started the speech off by talking about how he grew up in a house that had dirt floors and no indoor plumbing.
Oh, wow.
And he ended it basically by saying, it was, I believe, during one of the Super Bowls, he and another friend of his from the same type of upbringing beginning. Yeah. Looked at each other and they said, not bad for a bunch of great pickers. Because that's really how they started out. So it was very, very inspiring. And I liked that one a lot. Another one I liked was Faneca's speech. I had no idea that he, at the age of 15, was diagnosed with epilepsy. So,
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. So a lot of inspiring speeches and great insight into those that are now in Canton.
And Manning had a great speech, but on the other side of the coin, Edge's speech was just as good.
Yeah, yeah.
I really love his speech.
Yes, yeah. I love the comment about he came here with gold teeth and he's leaving with a gold jacket.
Right, right. So, it begins again. Friends, I've never seen this series, so I'm going to check it out. Tonight on Hard Knocks at 10 p.m. Eastern on HBO Max, it's the Dallas Cowboys. So that should be interesting. Also, if you're looking for something to watch, I watched it this afternoon. Amazing. If you're a Pacers fan, must watch. Intense. Super well done. Reggie's all over this thing. Donnie's all over this thing. Donnie Walsh. Amazing, amazing, amazing documentary. Untold Malice in the Palace. The amazing documentary on Netflix right now. So, I remember that day very well. I remember where I was. And it was a Saturday. The game was Friday. And I got the call from my brother on Saturday saying, turn on ESPN. And I had forgotten. I remember pretty much everything that they played back, except for the chair that was thrown in the vicinity of Jermaine O'Neal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like a wrestling match.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. They only needed Bob Knight. That whole thing would have been complete.
So, yeah, if you're a Pacers fan, this is a must-watch. So, moving on, we had several celebrity passings, and I'm going to save the last one for you, Rob, so you can comment on that. Chucky Thompson, record producer of Mary J. Blige and Bad Boy Records, passed away at 53. Famous football coach, Florida State mostly, Bobby Bowden, football coach, passes away at 91. Amazing actress, could have been a supermodel if she wanted to. Markie Post, actress, dies at 70.
That one shocked me. I had no idea she was over 20 years older than me because I had a thing for her, man.
Me too.
I did not even realize it, and when I saw that, it shocked me.
Me too. And what's your feedback about Bob Jenkins, broadcaster, passing away at 73?
I mean, this last race, I believe he was at the track, and obviously he wasn't working. And then, and this has only been 3-4 months ago. It was like he was still getting treatment. So it came as a shock. But yeah, the Indy 500 and that the month of May, it's the passing of like when Tom Carnegie passed, you know?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So that's the feeling I've got on that.
Okay. Did you hear the Disney Star Wars news?
I had not. No. What is it?
In vacation news, Disney is now offering a hotel option of a studio for 2 nights.
Yes.
Of the all new Galactic Star Cruiser Star Wars Hotel for the low, low price that you can get in on right now, kids.
Yes.
For only $4,800. I'm a pass on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I did see that. I did see that. If you're 3 adults and a kid, it's $6,000.
Oh my! Oh no!
Yep.
For 3 people, it's $6,000.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, three. Oh. Yeah, three people and a kid. How many of those are you gonna have? Unless you want to bring, you know, your weird uncle.
Our grandpa.
I could see that. You know, a mom, a dad, a kid, and like my old Uncle Jim, the one that absolutely loves that stuff. So, yeah, I can see it.
That's highway robbery, dude.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
So, I'll stick to a Hampton Inn, thanks. So, you know. So you ready to rock and roll on this crazy cartoon stuff?
Yes, and I'm very glad that we've expanded it, because if we had not, there would be so many left out.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt.
So, yeah, yeah, I'm ready to go if you are on this.
You want to start, or do you want me to go?
I'll start on this one. Yeah.
Okay.
My number 21.
Yeah.
Hugo, the Abominable Snowman.
I did not have that on my list. That's
I will
a good love, pick.
I will hug him and kiss him and call him George.
I lumped all that together.
Oh, okay.
But you can't go wrong with Chuck Jones. You can't go wrong with him.
Yeah. So yeah, no, and I, to your point about lumping them all in together, there are at least pairings on a lot of these. So, you know, on some of it, it's like, okay, I listed A, I have to list B. So,
right.
But yeah, just the ones you don't always think about, those were the ones that growing up I wanted to see, because I know,
yeah,
I knew that, hey, this is different. You know, pay attention to this. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. I tried to do the little less known.
Yeah.
From 21 to 11, and then the obvious from 10 to 1.
Yep. That, I'm kind of there with you. Yep.
So, my number 21, he was a complete idiot, and his sidekick bailed him out every time. Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy.
I missed Hong Kong Phooey. Yeah, that one got past me. But yes, absolutely.
With the Scratchman Scuttered.
Yeah.
Scratchman Scuttered, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Scatchman Scrutters.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah.
My number 20, and I was the best part about Space Jam 2 or whatever, the one with LeBron in it. Yes, I did watch it.
Oh, jeez.
I gritted my teeth through the whole thing, but the thing that made that worth me not turning it off was Gossamer.
Oh, yeah. I love Gossamer.
They have Gossamer in there. So I was just like, okay, I can get through this. So
all I gotta say about Gossamer is people. Yeah. So, and that was enough for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. My number 20. These guys are geniuses. And I didn't know the guy for Coach did one of the voices, but it's a Who Lives in a Pineapple Under the Sea? SpongeBob SquarePants! Yeah, that's my number 20. I could watch that all day, and people were like, that drives me nuts, Joe. Turn the channel on. Like, no, these guys are geniuses. Oh, and my favorite one is the Splint. It called this, I think it's called the Splinter, where SpongeBob is at the Krabby Patty, and he gets a splinter, and Dr. Patrick says, are you challenging my license as a doctor? He says, no, just fix it. So he says, let's try this trash compress, and SpongeBob's thumb goes up to the ceiling, and it's disgusting. But it cracks me up every time.
And see, I didn't get on the SpongeBob SquarePants. But my next one is different than a Looney Tunes. I'll tell you, the vast majority, roughly half of these are Looney Tunes. But my first non-Looney Tunes at number 19, South Park's Timmy.
Of course. Yeah.
If you got a character that says one word and it's his own name,
yeah,
you've got something special there.
Those guys really are.
Yeah. So number 19 is Timmy.
I used to quote this cartoon every day at the old office space. And the quote was, what are we going to do today, Brain? So yeah, pinky in the brain.
Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. I see where you're going with this. My number 18, because number 19 was Timmy. My number 18 is Jimmy. because you can't have Timmy without Jimmy. You did for a while, but once I brought Jimmy in, that just heightened it, you know? So, yeah.
I never understood his fascination with Kate Moss. Never understood. But Cowboy Bob played him all the time. Popeye.
So. Okay. my number 17, and this is rattling off three South Parks in a row, but you can't do one without the other on this one, so I did include them both. When South Park was just getting started, basically the critics were just saying it's a bunch of horrible animation with nothing but right. fart jokes.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So number 17 in honor of that is Terrence and Phillip.
Nice.
Yeah. And Terrence and Phillip are actually, I believe, the impetus for South Park the movie getting an Oscar, I think it was, for the song Blame Canada.
Great song.
Yeah. So, yeah, Terrence and Phillip, number 17.
I've only seen this cartoon once. I saw it on Boomerang. And Boomerang now, to stream it, is like $30 a month. I'm like, no.
Wow.
So, and it's an adventure cartoon. Super cool, though. It's called Rough and Ready. From the early 60s, Hanna-Barbera.
Oh, okay. All right, old school.
That's two dogs that do adventure cartoons.
Okay. And part of this is, for me, you know, little known, but also, you know, because even by the time I got to the 16th pick, I was like, I'm running out of room to have the ones that I really, really like. So,
yeah,
my number 16, just because of how, you know, well known he is, but he's not one of my favorite characters. Right. Porky Pig. Number 16 for me is Porky Pig.
Great pick. I love Porky Pig. I own the DVD collection, and, you know, I used to sing this to the kids at bath time. Nah, I'm gonna have a good time. Hey, Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids.
There you go. Hey. All right. Wow, you hit on a lot of these.
Yeah.
A lot of these. Wow. I stayed true with Looney Tunes for number 15, though, because I said Gossamer at 20. I had to put Marvin Martian at 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love Marvin.
Yeah.
You're upsetting me now. I'll have to use the XLP Delibilator to annihilate you. Yes. When I saw this character in the early cartoons, he was a complete moron and I couldn't stand him. But a two or three years later, after they edited him a couple times and gave him a little bit more personality, he was a home run hitter after school. It's Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah. Shoot, I missed that one. He was a favorite of mine growing up.
Yeah.
I can definitely say that, yes. My number 14 for South Park, another one, Tally.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever saw that one, but no. He does a rendition of Funky Town that will make you cry laughing. Because basically the scene is, and I think it's the first one where Tally was ever on there, he had to break into his top secret lab.
Yeah.
And he couldn't remember the code.
Okay.
So he had to start singing Funky Town to himself to remember how. Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly. Just won't you take me to Funky Town? Because the pin code that he was entering in was basically the same tune to Funky Town.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's very funny.
Steven Spielberg doesn't do a lot of cartoons, but when he does it right. And one of the biggest catchphrases from this one was, "Hello, nurse, Animaniacs."
Okay.
So.
This one has a lot to it. And okay. I'm just going to pause here before we start getting into the meat and potatoes of the list.
Okay.
There's very few times when I think, you know, the stars are aligning perfectly. And I think, Joe, this podcast may be reshaping the universe.
Okay.
One Tuesday at a time.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So here we go. We're going with magic number 13. All right. So at the beginning of last week's podcast, it was late breaking news that the President of the United States was saying, "Andrew Cuomo, you need to resign." And I'd mentioned that, and so that was a thing. So at 12:30 today, it's announced that Governor Cuomo is now former Governor Cuomo because he's resigning, you know, because he decided in 14 days. So, all right, cool. Well, it came as a bolt of lightning out of the blue. I was like, wait a second, I got to look at my list here for the podcast tonight.
Yes.
Yeah. And then it hit me again. I was like, okay, number 13, I've got Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. And I wanted to at least say that, you know, hey, I did have Mr. Burns for number 13. But because of the news cycle today, I've changed it. Number 13 now is from South Park again. And it's Sexual Harassment Panda. In honor of the Cuomos.
Simpson, you idiot.
Sexual harassment panda. I'm a sad panda.
Not bad.
He's almost a sad panda. So yeah, I had to do that, but that's lucky number 13, so yeah.
Let's see, what's this guy's name? Oh, okay. Can you name the dog that would always snicker at its master?
Oh my gosh. I see it. I can't. Oh, what is his name? Oh, and I couldn't stand him. I could not stand him.
Right.
No. Sure. But, okay. Tell me. Cause now. Yeah.
The Wacky Racers with Dastardly and Muttley.
Yes. Yes. God. I don't miss that one. I don't.
That's on Boomerang.
Okay. Yeah, because it wasn't even really it was almost like a smoker's wheeze type of snicker, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
Well, I guess this next one could be a dog's name as well, but mm-hmm. It's from The Simpsons and it's Barney, number 12.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like, you know, somebody with a drinking problem that everybody can laugh at is a cartoon.
I went out and bought my share of DVDs and I've got most of them on this list, but I don't have my next two picks because I don't know where to get them. My buddy has them, but he had to get them from Amazon, I think. If I give you the sidekick's name, can you give me the lead character?
I definitely will try.
His name is Fred.
The only thing that popped into my head was that song from Bob and Tom. Fred's a riding Fred.
Box Super Chicken.
Yeah. That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. It's kind of like Fred's riding.
Right.
Yep. Just the wrong song popped in my head. Super chicken.
Yep.
Yeah. I should have put him in there. But now that we're at 11, which would normally be our honorable mention, my number 11 for what I think is really the the A-listers.
Yeah.
My number 11 is Yosemite Sam.
He's 11?
Yep. Well, and hopefully once you see where I'm going with the other 10.
Brick-a-brack-a, fry-a-crack-a, sis-boom-ba. What is this, 11?
This is 11. You know, the rootin'est tootin'est is number 11.
Rootin'est tootin'est. The bangin'est shootin'est. Of the K, next to the Albuquerque. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. No, Rio Grande. Next to the Rio Grande. Yeah. Yeah. My number 11 I miss badly as well. At, Cowboy Bob used to play at Tom Slick.
Oh, that's a good one. I should, yeah. Oh, yeah, Tom Slick. I like that one. Tom Slick.
I couldn't think of the theme song.
Tom Slick.
Yeah, but I don't know the next line.
That's yeah, I don't either. My number 10. He's reached infamy for dying every episode.
Oh no,
Kenny.
Well, I've been working on this voice, and tell me if you can name the main character. Simon Says, shrink.
I have no idea.
Simon Bar Sinister from Underdog.
Okay. Underdog. That's right. And see, that's the other thing. I mean, I'm not going to say it yet, but there were a lot of characters like that I left off entirely.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they weren't, they were sidekicks. They weren't.
Right. Sure.
You know, so.
Right.
Let's see. Where are we at? We're at number 9. Oh,
right.
Number 9. And a lot of these, I think the reason why I like them so much is they didn't say much, or you never understood what they were saying. My number 9 is the Roadrunner.
Yeah.
You knew what he was doing.
Yeah. Even though he got caught once.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. And then he was a toast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. The Wile E. Coyote Super Genius caught him once.
Using Acme products only.
I think that's what the old Office Space computers were made of.
Yeah.
I didn't watch this show because I could not, because of the minors in the room. So yeah, but I love the show. I watch it now, and my son and I watch it. It's South Park.
Yep. And I'm pretty much, I think I'm through all my South Parks. I tried to get those in before I got to the ones that are, you know, really the ones that I grew up with and enjoyed. Because number 9 was Roadrunner, but number 8 is Wile E. Coyote. I had to put those two together.
Oh, sure. Did I say my number 9, The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My number 7, I really don't know, but it's worth pulling him up on YouTube. He's only got do you know who Tex Avery is?
I've heard the name.
Tex Avery created Bugs, Daffy, Porky, and Tom and Jerry.
Okay.
And he also did another cartoon with MGM, and it's you have to put them up on YouTube, and they only did 5 cartoons, and they redid the character, and it's junk, but the original 5 cartoons is a Screwy Squirrel. It's pretty funny.
Okay.
So
that was your 7?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see, my number six is Daffy Duck.
That's your 6?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's despicable.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I've got no. My characters are they're a worthy top five. I think. All right. Yeah.
All right.
You're six.
I was very fortunate to have a class. One of my general TCOM classes with one of my professors. We were both huge fans of this show. And it's another adventure cartoon. That's really cool. And I think it was the first cartoon with a multicultural character, if I remember correctly, Johnny Quest.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Okay.
Haji was the character.
My number five is famous because a female does his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Bart Simpson.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's amazing. So fantastic, fantastic show. And those guys predict the future. It's amazing.
Yeah, they do.
So I'm like, what? No, well, they did it. They did it 3 years ago.
So much so that South Park did a parody of The Simpsons, where basically everybody was going around and freaking out because The Simpsons had done it. You know, it's like, oh, we're going to do this. Nope, Simpsons did it. Now we're going to do this. Nope, Simpsons did it. And then that's the whole thing. Simpsons did it. Simpsons said it. Simpsons said it.
Right. My next one is nothing up my sleeve. Presto. Think I'm going to need a new hat. Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Okay. Actually, I was wrong. I did get a South Park character in the top five.
Mm-hmm.
My number four is Cartman.
Oh, nice.
Because, I mean, for a foul-mouthed kid that it has a lot of has a lot of issues, he definitely got some notoriety, and I think, oh, who was it? I don't think it. Maybe it is South Park. Somebody just released that they're going to do 14 more movies. And I thought it was, I don't know if it's South Park. But basically, it's a big deal. And I thought it was South Park, but maybe not. But no, Cartman, when you think of South Park, if you watch it even, you know, occasionally, you know who Cartman is.
Right, sure. I I was watching it one night. And I was laughing out loud. I was laughing out loud. And I'm like, I cannot believe what they're saying. And they said, who's the fattish Cartman?
Yes.
The large
character. Yes, he's the glandularly challenged one. Yes.
It was the episode about all the loud Harleys.
Okay.
And he said, I'm giving up and I'm going to San Diego. And the next line that he says, I fell out on the couch. He sings a song about San Diego and I fell out on the couch laughing so hard. I was like, no, you didn't go there and you went there. So, yeah.
I remember this was 10 to 15, maybe even 20 years ago. And it was the whole big thing. And literally the promos for this, because it was when it was taken off. It was around the time I think the movie was made and came out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was tonight on South Park, they're going to say, beep. And that was the promos. Well, right. When the show started, they get to that scene and it's maybe 5 minutes into the half hour episode.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think it was Cartman. He's like, guys, tonight on the TV show, they're going to say, and he says it without the beep.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden up in the upper right-hand corner, there's a counter and it goes one. And over the period of the next 25 minutes, I think they got up to 175 times they said blank.
Was it the F-bomb?
That is the S one. S is insane.
Oh, okay. Superific. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Shinola. They said the Shinola word.
Okay.
175 or some odd times in like basically 25 minutes.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Nice. You know. That's a crappy deal.
Yeah, it was a crappy deal. And they covered it. They covered it all over. Well, and that was the beautiful thing about it. That's funny you say that, because they actually managed to fit in an educational basis for using that word for all of it, which was they went into the history of curse words. And that what they discovered was, at the very end of the episode, if you say it too much, it loses its effect and it's no longer a curse.
Did you see the history of the curse words on Netflix with Nicolas Cage?
No.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah?
Great. Fantastic.
Yeah. I may have to watch that. But yeah, that episode of South Park is, they did. It was almost like a documentary and shit. So.
Cow piles upon cow piles today in the field, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
My number four, do not go for the remakes. Do not go for the movies. You know, that's all well and good. Only the, and they cut out the maid and dubbed over the track with her to be politically correct. I understand the math. So, but you can't go wrong with MGM's original Tom and Jerry.
Oh, yeah. And that's one, unfortunately, I did not get on my list. I did think about it, but I was like, is it in my top 21? And it wasn't, you know.
Yeah.
It's probably number 22 for me. It really is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's see. My number three, Homer Simpson.
Oh, my gosh, yes, of course. I used to be Mr. Donut at the office. Yeah. Please give me a break. No longer.
And I'm still the one running the nuclear power plant, so.
Just don't take the...
Horribly.
Just don't take the power home with you in the back
of the exactly. Shirt. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly, yes. And I loved, you know, how the intro, they would always have Bart, you know, and it was always a new saying on the chalkboard.
Right.
I think my favorite one was something to the effect, I will not instigate anarchy.
We will not talk about COVID in class.
Yeah.
My third pick is obscure. I only saw it a couple times. But there's a backstory to this. Oh, wow. Yeah, we're going to go here. The backstory to this is me and my brother, we would go over to my grandparents' house in Anderson. It was a big deal because instead of the five channels you normally have on your antenna when you're growing up, she had cable, so she had like 10 channels.
Oh, yeah.
So before TBS came along, it was channel 17 on cable. Channel 17 on cable showed Little Lulu, Phoenix the Cat, but the coolest cartoon they had was the 66 Avengers, Marvel Avengers. Fascinating. It's Stan Lee and Jack and Kirby.
Okay.
Marvel Avengers, great cartoon.
Good stuff.
Which you can watch on YouTube now.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
Mine was more conventional for number two. Mm-hmm. It was the Rascally Rabbit, Bugs Bunny.
Yes. My number two is Back at the Hall of Justice, Super Friends.
Yeah, yeah. And when you mentioned your number three, I was thinking of them because I missed them as well. But one that has gone, and even to this day, if he's on, I have to watch. And it's in that way ever since I saw him. My number one is the Tasmanian Devil. That character, there's just something about it that
exactly.
There's something so complex in that
that he rather try to trick me.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So it didn't matter if I was, you know, five or, you know, almost 50.
How would you like a turkey surprise? Turkey surprise?
We like turkey surprise.
Right.
I need a Tasmanian Devil for whatever took out my corn last night. That's what I need.
No kidding. You need to put a camera in your back porch or something.
I know. Yep. Well, and I just as soon as I saw it, I was like, "You've got to be kidding me!" And I started looking at it. I was like, you know, I could put it in an electrical fence.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. No kidding.
It's a little late now, but
my number one. Oh, I'm gonna forget that guy's name, but that's okay. My number one is, if there's no Mel Blanc, there's no cartoons. So do you know who I'm talking about?
If there's no Mel what?
No Mel Blanc. There's no cartoons.
Mickey Mouse.
No.
Who is it?
It's the voice of Looney Tunes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So my number one pick's Looney Tunes. So.
Roughly half of mine were all Looney Tunes character, including my number one.
You know the story about Speedy Gonzalez?
Yeah. Yeah, you told that. And see, that was the other thing. I didn't put Speedy in there because there's another character that's just the opposite. He's like really slow. I can't because I was looking for, you know, just whatever was out there as far as non-traditional Looney Tunes characters, and I can't remember the guy's name, but he was real skinny. And, you know, so there was Speedy, and then there was Slow Rodriguez or whatever. I can't remember the guy's name.
Give me a second.
But the fact that when you had Hong Kong Phooey, you know, and I think I tried to mirror some of that with the current version of, you know, you have these characters. For example, Apu. I didn't put Apu in there.
Right.
But that's I did put Timmy and Jimmy.
Right.
And, you know, that it's really not making fun of. It's acknowledging, hey, there are these characters in real life that are from different places. And people are different. And to be able to celebrate that in a lot of different ways, I think, is great.
Speedy's cousin, Slowpoke.
Slowpoke. That's the one.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, I probably could do 30 of those.
We could have combined, I think, to do at least 35 or 45.
I mean, if you do everybody from the Rocky and Bullwinkle show, everybody from the Underdog show, everybody from the, well, we did pretty much a lot of the Looney Tunes characters. But if you get into the Justice League, Batman, I had Batman's animated series and I scratched that out. But, yeah, I mean, you could get into that real easy.
Here are the characters I left out of South Park. I can start rattling them off. There's, you know, there's Chef. There's Mr. Right. Mackey. There's Miss and I'm going to say it, Miss Chokes on Dick. There's, there's.
I'm going to have to edit this.
Big gay Al. There's Big Gay Al.
I'm going to have to put a warning on this.
Let me get five more in. Just five more. Let me get five more in. There's Kyle and Stan, so that's not going to kick off the censors. Okay, there's who else? There's got to be somebody else.
I'm going to have to get on my laptop and put the explicit mark on here. Grimey. Just for South Park.
There's... I can see them, but I can't think of their names. There's the bus driver, and she was just like, you know, just hideous. I mean, just an awful, awful person. Let's see. Oh, there's Butters. Okay, so there's
right. Yeah.
There's Butters. There's Token. Okay, so
Token. Oh my mercy.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And give me one more, and I'll be 10. That I 10 South Park characters I left out. Crud. There's got to be another one.
Who's the teacher that says?
That's Mr. Mackey. That's Mr. Mackey.
Oh, he's a clown. Yeah. Who's the principal?
You get in my office right now.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of Simpsons. That's Skinner. I can't remember who that. There's the police officer. I can't remember his name. He's not too bright. Gosh, come on. There's gotta be one more. See, I've already said Big Gay Al. There's been so many new characters added on that, and I haven't watched it in a while. So actually I'll just leave it right there because I think I've done enough damage, but yeah. The one that probably blew up the sensors, that one was just kind of a one-time character.
Yeah.
And I think her and Mr. Mackey were having some kind of affair or something like that. So there's Mr. Mackey and...
Oh. I lost it when Cartman was playing Red Rocket. It's like no, 1,000 times no. And then you know the parents had a hemorrhage and had to call a town council meeting.
Is that the one where he found this? The semen out of a garden hose?
No.
Okay, never mind. It's a different one. You don't want to know.
Some upperclassmen tricked him.
Yeah. Yep, that's the one.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Karlofsky or whatever. It's Stan or Kyle's mom and dad. So there's 10 and 11. So.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Not kid friendly this time, kids. Not kid friendly.
I'm just quoting the names, man.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's all right. My ex said, the kids can't watch The Simpsons. She would have a coronary watching South Park.
Well, I almost, I and before I... when I started looking at this, I was thinking, all right, I'm just going to do 3 cartoon series characters, because I was originally thinking if I do all the cartoon series I'm thinking of, but there is, you know, there's a bunch right now. Like my border collie is named for characters on the regular show.
Oh, okay.
Mordecai and Rigby. Well, Rigby is my dog's name. And it's specifically because that thing's nose looks exactly like my dog's nose.
What do you think about Rick and Morty?
Rick and Morty? I've never gotten that. I just haven't. And I don't know why.
I tried to watch one of them and they talked about all the horror movies. I'm like, nope.
Yep. No, I couldn't do it. Also, by the way, on HBO Max. I don't know if you watched it, The Suicide Squad.
No. I heard it was crap on a stick.
It's crap on a stick, but it's also pretty gory in parts. So
yeah, right. Yeah, I was like, no, I'm not.
I will say this: the last 5 to 10 minutes, they actually almost pulled it out of the fire, because all the side crap they do and trying to lose me during the whole rest of the movie. When they get to the end of it, you're like, that's actually halfway decent.
The next movie I'm going to go see at the theater is Shang-Chi, Master of Kung Fu.
When's that going to be released?
Next month.
Okay.
I won't say Labor Day weekend, maybe.
Well, sometime between now and the end of the year.
Yeah, it's Friday the 3rd, so.
Okay.
Labor Day weekend, which yeah. I won't go Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, oh no.
So.
I'm just ready for the Top Gun movie to actually come out, because that's probably the only other one I'll watch in the theater this year.
Yeah. So you got any final comments?
Well, to the FCC, I apologize.
I don't think podcasts are on FCC.
Okay, well, to whoever is going to be the people that tell us what to do, like they're trying to do with masks still.
Well, I'm independent. They can, as Flo would say on Alice, kiss my grits. So, yeah, it's not a kid-friendly show, kids. So,
it's not a kid-friendly show, kids. So, you know. I believe it was Lynyrd Skynyrd, not to do the things I've done.
right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So, but no, good talk. And hopefully this time next week, we'll have some more news about Cuomo that pops on Tuesday, and I'll be able to cover that also.
All right. And do you think the Colts can pull this out or not?
I had forgotten about the I think it was fourth round QB they picked this last draft, and just the ties that are there to what is evidently a really good high school, and I'll say this, I watched some of the coverage this week, and in particular one of the networks, one of the commentators was just oozing all over himself about how basically the Tennessee Titans they're just going to win it all. I don't think that's
really
going to happen. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. Right. So that's going to be the Colts' biggest challenge. Do I think they can beat Houston twice? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I think they can beat Jacksonville twice? Yeah.
Yeah.
With Wentz or maybe Eason or Ellinger or whoever later on in the year win one of two games against the Titans. I do, because I do think, I mean, they just, and we didn't touch on this, Darius Leonard is going to be with the Colts, and he's getting paid right out guaranteed $10.5 million a year for the next 5 years. So,
which is great.
Yeah, it is. So I think the Colts are in better shape than what I did a week ago. And we'll see where that is in about 4 or 5 weeks. I'm looking forward to them playing on Sunday at 1 against the Panthers, and we will go from there.
Well, if Erlanger's the guy, and he can manage the team, the Colts will be okay. But if he's like Eason, and his favorite receivers are the Colts linebackers, are going to be trouble.
Yep, you got to throw it to the right players.
Yeah, exactly.
That's and you know, if it does become a problem, just maybe convince the other players to put on Colts jersey, and then he won't throw them to them either.
Yeah. So, again, if you're looking for something to check out tonight, check out it's called The Untold Series. Mouse in the Palace, amazing documentary on Netflix. If you're a Pacers fan, you don't want to miss it. Quote, Steven Jackson says, "You better get this down on a recording, because I'm never talking about this ever again."
Oh, did you hear? Oh, that reminds me. Because I heard something, and I don't know if they mentioned on what you're talking about. Do you know what Ron Artest said in the locker room after that?
What's up?
They were sitting there. Nobody was saying anything.
Right.
And Ron Artest evidently was the first one to speak, and he asked, do you think we're going to get fined for this?
That's not what he said in the documentary.
Because
he's quoted in the documentary of his response.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's in that general ballpark, but that's okay. What he says.
Okay. Good. I'll watch it. Yeah. Nope. That's.
Yeah. If you're a Pacers guy, it's mandatory viewing.
Okay.
Or a Pacers fan. Yeah. It's mandatory viewing.
So, oh, yeah. Yep. Good deal.
Okay, this episode is brought to you by the letter C as in cartoons, Joshua 1, Psalm 91, and 1 Peter 5, 7. For my buddy Rob, I'm Joe Carney for Indy's Local Flavor, and hey, we'll see you soon, and thanks for listening.